The U.S. military says it has released all the prisoners it took in a special operations raid 2 weeks ago. U.S. and Afghan forces believe they were attacking al-Qaeda forces when they struck a mountain village, but residents say the U.S. mistakenly killed or captured people loyal to Afghanistan's new government. Afghan sources tell NPR that all 27 prisoners are being flown back to the remote mountain town where they were captured. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Kandahar, Afghanistan. Who are these 27 men?
That was the most confusing question, Bob. U.S. officials said at the beginning that they had struck two locations in a remote mountain village that were occupied by members of al-Qaeda. Later, they revised their description and said they had found members of the Taliban. But as the last couple of weeks have gone on, residents of that village have said that these people appeared to have no connection to the Taliban, or some past connection perhaps, but that they were loyal to the new government. The prisoners included the local police chief, members of the local government, and even six prisoners who had been taken out of the local jail. It appeared that the U.S. military had attacked a local government office and simply grabbed anybody they could find.
What kind of pressure was there on the U.S. to release the men?
Well, U.S. allies here in Afghanistan were extremely unhappy. There had been a lot of complaints about this raid, a lot of dismay in the village itself, and it had spread beyond this one village all the way here to the city of Kandahar, one of the major cities in Afghanistan. A couple of men were wounded among these 27 prisoners, and we're told by an Afghan source that for the last couple of days, as they've been recovering from their wounds, they have been staying at the home of Ahmed Wali Karzai. He's the brother of Afghanistan's leader that you just mentioned, Hamid Karzai. So that gives you a sense of the depth of sympathy for these prisoners among the Afghans. And now we're told that they're not even going to have to drive back on Afghanistan's terrible roads. They're going to get a flight back. And the airport in Orizgan has been cleared of snow for their arrival.
How much has the attack and the raid on the convoy damaged U.S. operations in Afghanistan?
U.S. officials are suggesting, trying to suggest anyway, that perhaps not much. Both of these incidents have gotten a great deal of attention. They hit kind of a sensitive spot here in Afghanistan, where there are obviously millions of people who lived during the time of the Taliban, who accommodated themselves to it in some way, and whose status now is perhaps a little bit ambiguous. Now, the United States has worked to minimize the damage. In the case of the raid on Orizgan, Afghan officials say the U.S. military has apologized more than once. In addition, the families of numerous victims say they've received compensation. But these incidents underline the complexity of the situation the United States faces. You have former Taliban figures who have been hiding in the same area where that raid took place. But in this instance, it appears, at least according to the Afghans, that the United States found the wrong people.
What made the U.S. forces believe they were attacking an al-Qaeda base?
That is another unanswered question at this time, Bob. The United States says it had solid intelligence. Afghan officials have suggested that there was misinformation being fed, perhaps intentionally, to the United States. One official has described this as an Afghan mistake, suggesting that perhaps some local disputes going on in this village may have led to some confusion about exactly who was on what side, and perhaps led one group to seek revenge on another by telling on them to the United States.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Kandahar, Afghanistan.